Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Today is Thursday, July 1st, and I woke up thinking with sex on my mind, which isn't uncommon. And the question just came to me. I was like, how many times a day do you all think about sex like that? How many times a day do you think about sex? If you're single or if you're married, you know, in the house with someone, committed, you're in the house with a significant partner, how many times a day do you think about sex? If you're single, how many times a day do you think about sex? Now, we have to remember that I have Mars, Mercury, and Venus in Scorpio, so it's going to be my sexual talk. It's going to be kind of different and maybe odd to a lot of people. Now, I have Pluto sextile in the ascendant, so it's kind of, in my ascendant, it's Cancer. I'm a third deacon Cancer rising, and I have a lot of ascendant stuff going on. Neptune trying to send it, Pluto sextile it. Now, it's where I think about sex a lot during the day. Now, is a lot. And so to give it a number, maybe 20 times a day, I'll be thinking about it. Now, but for me, this is where the odd part is going to come in. Thinking about sex and wanting sex are different. That's for me. That doesn't mean I'm wanting sex every time I'm thinking about it, but sex does cross my mind. At least it's a little past the teens, if we want to throw a number out there like that. A lot. I could be working, my mind would go towards sex. I could be doing whatever, my mind would go towards sex like that. So, and that's being single. Now, that's being single, not having a romantic partner. I think about it. That doesn't mean I'm wanting sex that many times a day. Every time I'm thinking about it, I'm not wanting it, but my mind does go towards sex. Now, wanting sex, like having sexual desire, for me, you all can decide how it is for you. It's going to be different depending on the person. For me, and I'm in my late 40s, for me, wanting sex a day, how many times a day I'll have like sexual, the feeling of sexual desire, maybe 5 times a day like that, being single. Now, when I was married, I married rather young, my first husband. We would have a lot of sex like that. He was older than I was. Now, he was 8 years older than I am. We would have a lot of sex. That's my children's father. I felt that every time he looked at me, I came up pregnant. Nah, he was doing more than looking. We were doing more than looking at one another like that. So, and then my second husband, where the marriage lasts a lot longer, I married him. I had to be in my 22 years we were together. I had to be in my early 30s. Late 20s, early 30s, when I married him, we would have a lot of sex. Also, me and him, we had sex up until I left him, even when we were separated. Even when we were separated, we were having sex like that. So it's like, okay. Now, and I wasn't very passionate about him, but that doesn't mean I didn't enjoy the sex. It just means that, I could be a little bit more passionate about a partner than I was about him sexually and physically. And he was a very fine and handsome guy like that. So, and like that's what he was. So me and him had a lot of sex when we were married. When I was married, I thought about sex more, obviously, because the man was in the house with me. So I was thinking about sex more. I was also having more sexual desire during the day. Like when you're married and like you've had sex that day, that morning, that night, that afternoon, that midday, whenever, and then that the partner's going to work or you're going to work or the sex is over, I would have thoughts about the sex that we had and I would get shivers all through my body just thinking about it like that, what had happened. So I would still be thinking about sex, but more because I had a sex partner and I was around a man. Now, being single and being connected to a man causes me to have more sexual desire. While I'm single, the sexual desire comes 5 times a day, whether I'm connected to a man or not. But if I'm connected to a man, meaning talking to one or interested in one romantically, I will have the sexual desire more in a day by myself, like feelings of sexual desire, like that regarding them, like that. But I will still be thinking about sex on up in past the late teens, just thinking about it. But the feelings of desire change it for me if I'm around a man, living with one and having the sex, I would have the desire more. And because it would be the after effect of the sex and thinking about it that next morning or thinking about that afternoon, depending on when I have, and getting those shivers again like that. And then if I'm single and I'm connected to a man, like talking to a man romantically, whether I've had sex with him or not, I will get this sexual desire still. That it will be escalated more than the 5 times a day of me not being connected to a man. It would be like maybe 12 times a day I'll be thinking about them in a sexual way. They'll cross my mind, even if I haven't had sex with them. And I'll get that shivers all over my body. This is what I actually get. I get something. La pregunta es, ¿cuántas veces al día piensas en sexo? Now, this is what I get, but I guess it's sexual desire. I don't know what it is. I'll get this feeling of, but without the sex, I'll get this feeling of like, it would vibration throughout my body and euphoric. Like that. I'll get like that. And sometimes if I'm connected to the guy, I'll go into heavy sex, talk to them like that. And I'll get be under that energy like that. So is like that. Or when I was married, I would go into heavy sex talk with my husband if we were not in the house with one another. And I got those feelings. I was in the house with him. We just had sex. But if I got those feelings, I would just go into like some type of heavy energy of descriptive of what I'm feeling and what I want to do to them and what I want them to do to me. It would be like an energy of vibration and just feeling it all over my body. I would call that sexual desire like that. It's an energy. So how many times a day do you all think about sex? And is it for you thinking about sex? Like, is it the same way for you all that when you're thinking about sex doesn't mean you want sex, but And when you're with a partner, you think about and want sex more. And when you're not, have you noticed that? And when you're not with a partner, how is your energy like that? I know when I was younger, in my 20s, I would masturbate a lot, but I was married. Okay, I guess that would be normal for you when you're in your 20s. And when I was in my 30s and 40s, also, so when masturbation for me didn't depend on whether or not I had a partner. That didn't really depend on whether or not I had a partner. Now, also is, I had another question just came up about masturbation, but I'm going to leave it for another segment. I just want to talk today on how many times a day do you all think about sex if you're married or if you're single, and do you see a difference, a distinction in when you're committed to in the house with a partner, committed or married to them, or when you're single? Do you think about it more or less like that? Have you noticed a difference in how you think about it? A lot of us, we notice a difference about sexually when we get in our 20s. 20s and 30s weren't that different for me sexually. But I guess the late 40s is kind of different. I think I was having more sex because I was married, not because of age. I was married up until 5 years ago. I was having more sex then because I was married like that. So, and then I was married when I was, been married the majority of my life. So I always been having, I don't know if it was age or not, or it was just sex like that. So But now that I'm single, I think I have the sexual desire at least 5 times a day, and I'm thinking about sex on past the teens, but I'm not wanting sex every time I'm thinking about it. But at least 5 times a day, I'm actually wanting sex. I'm having some type of sexual desire like that. And that I don't always, and every time I have sexual desire, I don't masturbate. I'll just have this sexual desire, and it's quite fulfilling, the energy that I feel. It's quite euphoric. It's quite sensual like that. And so it kind of does the trick. If I need something a little bit more intense, I might masturbate. It depends like that. So, but if I'm connected to a partner, like have a boyfriend or somebody significant I'm talking to, as I stated, I will be, the sexual desire will come more throughout the day like that. And because I would be attracted to them like that. So the sexual desire will intensify throughout the day, and it will become, the number of times the sexual desire will come will be more like that. And as I stated, well, I'm going to leave it there. So how many of you all, how many times a day do you think about sex while you're married and with your partner like that? And I know a lot of people state that when they're married, the sex get boring because it's the same person. For me, it didn't get boring with the first one or the second one. I just stated, me and the second one, we had it. And I think, I don't remember, but I think when I was separated from the first one, we were still having sex also like that. Yeah, we were. And the first one used to use sex as a weapon. Now, the second one, we were still, when we separated, the first one used to use sex as a weapon. Now, because men know how to use sex as a weapon also like that. And, but to get sex from me. And when he could have just asked or had a different approach and I would have had it with him, you know. And, you know, it's like, okay, but the second one, the sex didn't get boring. We were together for 22 years and it never got boring. It was different, but I wasn't as passionate about him as I could have been about him like that. So is sexually passionate, I mean. Now, but we had sex up until I left him, and even when we were separated like that, it was still, the sexual desire for one another was still there like that. So it never really got boring like that. It never really got boring. I'm looking outside the window. I'm upstairs in the office, and I'm looking outside the window in the neighborhood. This is totally off topic. But this is something that you all may want to do. They have a start in your neighborhood. They have, over here, we have group walking sessions where a lot of people in the neighborhood, they group together and walk and exercise every morning. They have the dogs out with them. Some of them have the children out with them, and there are different ages. And we have like 40 people walking and exercising, and I'm seeing them outside the window. That's what they have here. If you all want to start that in your neighborhood, if you want a walking companion in the morning time or in the afternoon like that. Okay, everyone, that's what I want to share. That's the question. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye.